Second parak of B'chayis, sixth Mishnah. Rochel shalei picha v'yoldish neisrorim. Sheep that did not give birth to any offspring and now gave birth to two males. V'yotzer shnei rishem keechad. And they both were born simultaneously. Rabbi Yisrael Galila mishneim l'koyin. They both go to the koyin. Because he also can be mitzamsen. Shnei ma'sorim l'ashem. The Torah uses a plural form, which implies that sometimes the two b'chayis. Chachamim yefsha. El echel abechel l'koyin. Chacham says it's impossible. One of them is the b'char and the other one came out later. Which one is, do we assume is the Bechor? Rabbi Taffer, no, you're going to borrow the Yofi. Tom says we assume that the healthy one came at first, and therefore the healthy one is the Bechor, the one that looks stronger. Rabbi Akiva, Mishamna Beinayim, he says that they split the difference between the two of them, between the better, the more valuable one, the less valuable one, because we don't know, Misafik, we split it. Vasheni, the remaining one, you're actually stuff. There's two issues. There's a monetary issue and there's an Isser issue. As far as the monetary issue, we split the money. As far as the Isser issue, we have to be machmir and treat them both as a bechor, and therefore you cannot eat any of them until they get some mum. And once it has a mum, then it can be eaten. B'chai b'matonis, you have to be choishish that this is not the bechor, and therefore you have to give the three parts of the royal chayim l'keva to a coin. Rabbi Yosi's point, Rabbi Yosi's opinion is that since this is a suffix bechor, we say that it's potter from matonis. Umeis echad mehem, Rabbi Taffan noy miyachleiku. If one of them died, then Rabbi Taffan says that they should split. He holds that if one of them died, basically we're not sure if the surviving one is a bechor or not. So he also says, since it's a sofik, ma'am and a mutab sofik, chokim, that's Rabbi Tav's opinion. He split the sofik. Rabbi Kivayim, I'm Isaac Avel of Araya, which is the way we paskin. Rabbi says, a sofik, if he belongs to him, or he has to give it to the kohen, we leave it by him. Sochan a keva, ain't kam the kohen kloom. If he gave birth to a male and female, you don't know which one came out first, the kohen does not get anything. Why? Because maybe the female came out first, and there is no bechor.